Worthy Supreme Representative, worthy State Deputy, worthy State Officers, worthy Grand Knights, brothers all, Vivat Jesus. The great comedian Woody Allen, back in 1977 interview, said that 80% of success is just showing up. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Let's put that into a little bit of perspective. Woody Allen was talking to writers who aspired to produce a script for a publication, whether on screen or Broadway. Getting that script written, he said, meant that you were almost there. Showing up is easy and fun, even when it's a party. Showing up is a little bit more difficult when it means sitting for hours in a hotel ballroom. Showing up is downright painful when it means going to the funeral home for a friend. No matter the context, though, showing up means making a sacrifice, making a difference. Now, for example, you've all showed up today. That means that you have made a sacrifice, and we pray we'll make a difference. Another one, our sixth graders have this kind of graduation trip that they do before moving from the elementary over to the high school. And each year they take this little trip, and each year I try to surprise them at some location on their journey. Showing up for those sorts of things involves making a personal sacrifice to do something that's meaningful to the other person. And so this past Thursday, I welcomed the sixth graders to a glass factory in Cincinnati. There they got to watch the artist make this beautiful vase that must have stood 30 inches tall with about 10 inches across, and even the parents were awed by the process. And then, after watching the trained artists, the students got to try their own little hands and made a little glass flower that they might be able to take home. And if one little girl was scared, she might get it hurt. She was afraid she might do it wrong. She had little confidence in her ability. But you see, there was this other patient mom who sat there with her, helped her over to overcome her fear. And that little girl ended up making one of those beautiful little glass flowers that she could give to her own mother. Now, personally, I have no idea how to work with molten glass, and I'm pretty certain that if they let me touch it, that there would probably be an insurance bill involved for somebody. But like you, there are some things that I do know, like photography. I've shared stories with many of you, and some have seen my work. If those kids were taking a photography class, I could have been the one up there, maybe helping them to learn how to make a good picture. See, that reminds me, though, of the line from chapter 13 in John's Gospel that we heard this past Thursday. If you understand these things, Jesus said, then blessed are you if you do them. Jesus was not talking about blowing glass or making pictures. He was talking about living the faith that we profess, sacrificing ourselves for others. See, making a difference in someone else's life. You see, living the gospel is no great secret, is it? It boils down to the commandment that Jesus gave us. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another is the gospel that we'll hear this evening at Mass. And if you understand how to love, then blessed are you if you do it. This, my dear brothers, is what we are called to show up for by the faith that we profess. And I might say the same thing about your role as a fraternal leader. If you understand these things, then blessed are you if you do them. And I might add, if you do not understand these things, there are plenty of men here today who are willing to answer your questions and help you to learn, just as our insurance agents and college council did last night, hosting the opening reception. Thank you for teaching us how to practice fraternity and unity simply by showing up. Our job as leaders, whether at the council or state level, or perhaps even for you, worthy supreme representative, is to inspire the men of our order to live the values that they profess. Plain and simple, isn't it? By our programs at every level, we hope to engage men in works of charity, fraternity, unity, and patriotism just by showing up. Hopefully that's not news to you today. But just to be safe, let me ask the question, are these watchwords news to anyone here? I thought not. We know what it takes to be a Catholic man of good character. We know what it takes to be leaders of men. We know what it takes to share the love of Christ with others. These are the things that we understand in our heads and perhaps even in our hearts. And as Jesus said in John's Gospel on Thursday, if you understand these things, blessed are you if you do them. You're blessed by doing them because you become another Christ, touching another human being with love beyond all telling. And that changes lives, even your own. Let me close with this thought. It's from an article that I read in Inc. magazine the other day. It's an online magazine for business leaders. And the article proposed that if you could answer this one simple question, you are a better leader than you thought you might be. So I propose to you today that one simple question. Whom have I impacted today? Ask yourself that question, not just today, but each and every day. As a leader in the Knights of Columbus, just imagine the results if you only impacted one person a day. That person might be the widow of a brother knight, or the family that you helped to find food for this week. Might be your parish priest who needed a little boost today. Might be the kid you helped at Special Olympics, or the veteran you visited. Might be that young man that you went out of your way to welcome to your council. Or it might be that priestly vocation that you nurtured. Whom have I impacted today? Vivat Jesus. Vivat Jesus.